Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Thursday, February 10th, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Nepal tops today's news. Communications have finally been restored this week after the king imposed a blackout, declared a state of emergency, and sacked his cabinet. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the outlook is grim.
Now with the king taking control of the government, declaring martial law, freedom of assembly has been suspended, freedom of the press has been suspended. It seems likely that Christians are being prevented from meeting together. And it's hard to say what other persecution they might endure during this time that the king has taken back control.
We turn next to Haiti. Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, says despite heightened political tensions and the ruin left by natural disaster, there's a celebration of freedom. Men for Missions' Warren Harding says it's a freedom that comes in Christ. They didn't meet Operation Saturation's goal in 2004, but...
We have started a new program in Haiti called New Day. We want to complete the other two downlink stations. We want to work on the three existing downlink stations to saturate Haiti with the gospel by radio distribution, fixed-tuned radios to Radio 4VEH, the evangelical voice of Haiti, and Cape Haitian.
Finally, the harsh winter weather this year has hit the U.S. hard, but none have felt it more than the homeless. They fight to stay warm against the freezing temperatures, often with no relief. Here's Life Inner City is putting compassion into action by distributing homeless care kits in cities throughout the U.S. $33 provides one care kit, giving warm blankets, clothes, and the hope of Christ to those who are in desperate need. Visit our website to help. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's new DVD, Revolution, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to reach out to those affected by war, persecution, and other natural disasters like the tsunami. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.